Let's speak for a minute about some of the dangers of this simplified interface called flat UI design. The term affordance you probably know, as this is a second level UX class. Affordance is basically how much design of an object suggests how it should be used. And the affordance, I think, in an English way means, can we afford to assume that our user knows how to use this interface simply by our invitations that we send? So what we worry about is a lack of affordance because of our simplistic design. Is our design so simplistic that it doesn't offer invitations or solutions or help to the user who's new to the site? In my example, I showed you the snowbird site where I saw lifts and I saw trails. And I, you know what, not knowing much about skiing, just a bare minimum, I sort of figured it out. But I can see where that would present confusion. The other good sites have keys usually, just like we saw with the ease of lifts or the ease of the trail in that snowbird site. And basically whether it was groomed or not, whether it was opened. A key can always help defeat that danger of having a lack of affordance. But the lack of affordance isn't specific to UI flat design. It's specific to all user interface design. That's what we do. The term affordance is a real issue. We need to focus on that whether we either gracefully degrade or progressively enhance in our design. And we have to determine how much we can afford to assume that our user knows. The other two cautionary things, and a lot of this is from Smashing Magazine, because there's very few books out because it's so new, the UI flat design concept. But the focus on form elements makes sense. If a user cannot distinct between form elements, let's say it's so simplistic that you can't discern that a focus of a cursor will activate a field, that's a problem. If our forms are so compressed that we can't distinguish a white text field in which we can type, or there's no invitation to type, or let's say we believe that the label might be a text field, that's a problem. We cannot afford to have our user clicking all over a form and its elements. That, coupled with an insufficient hierarchy within categories of form, is a real problem. In other words, if we have a submit button and we have other buttons that are based on asynchronous development, these are sort of heavy concepts, but in the middle of the form, often you'll have buttons for extra help, things like that. But if we can't tell between a button that gets us small pieces of info and buttons that submit a form, that's a real danger for UI flat design.